Today, as John the Baptist points out Jesus to his disciples as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, he also tells them that he saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. In fact, Jesus tells us later in the gospel to be as wise as serpents and gentle as doves. You know, some people have doves as pets. I had a friend years ago that was looking for pets, and in his apartment he couldn't have dogs or cats, but he could have fish or he could have birds. And so he went out, instead of buying a parakeet, he got a pair of doves. And he told me that the reason he did was because he had found out that they can be easily trained, and they're indeed a very gentle creature. Makes this calm, cooing sound. He said that they actually get attached to you, and when he lets them out of the cage, they will follow him around the house, and they'll sit on his shoulder or on his monitor as he works at his computer, on his shoulder when he watches TV. He said they do that for their owners. He enjoys keeping, or the doves that he had enjoyed keeping him company, and would actually coo back to him. And he would get this conversation going with them like they understood each other. And he said, well, okay, well, if that works for you, great. You know, but wonderful creatures, I guess, to have as pets. And so why does Jesus ask us today to be as gentle as doves? I think it's because it means that being kind and compassionate and merciful to others is being gentle in spirit. And this, of course, is very much in keeping with our Christian life and values. But to be a gentle person, especially if we're having a bad day, takes grace, and it takes patience, and it takes practice, which teaches how to accept our sufferings and bear all things for the love that we have for Jesus Christ and how he suffered for each and every one of us. You know, if we don't accept the sufferings of our own crosses, we become miserable, we become frustrated and angry at times. And then we let that misery and that anger consume us and flow over onto others, and that makes them miserable too. And this is far from being gentle, but we see it all the time, and that's why our world can be such a difficult and hostile place. You know, the image of a dove is used often in many signs that we see throughout our community and banners throughout the world, and it's used as a symbol of peace. In other words, gentleness comes from the scriptures themselves. And as a fallen people, of course, we'll always struggle with sin and the suffering it brings in our lives, but the good news is if we add prayer to that, which increases our faith and hope, and then that experience of suffering, which we sometimes run into, will get easier to bear. And so we turn that over to the Lord so that he can return our hearts and minds to that peace and trust that only he can give. It's through prayer and the Spirit that reminds us that just as the dove Noah sent out to find land in the chaos of the great flood, so God will bring us safely out of the flood of suffering and sin and chaos in our lives at times if we trust him and if we give our heart's desire to him to be delivered. As Angel Rodriguez, an author and Bible student, once said, he said, John the Baptist thus witnessed the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus in the form of a dove to show that God's love and gentleness was flowing down to Jesus as a member of the human race. In Christ, a channel was found through which God's love could reach us. He was anointed to function as the only means through which God's grace is available to us. And so it's through the church and its sacraments that Christ set up that we have access to this help and assistance from God in our lives, which we normally call grace. However, it's up to us to desire it, to ask for it, to nurture it, and then to use it. If we do, like we're doing today, by coming to church, we can be confident and trust that God will help us with our problems, with our sufferings, and the other crosses in our lives that come from time to time. And thus freed from many of these burdens that we often lay upon ourselves, we will become, through God's Spirit and blessing, as gentle as doves. And so this morning, let us pray as we begin this journey together in this new year of our Lord, that we would be humble enough to approach the throne of divine mercy, asking in faith for the help the Holy Spirit is always anxious to give us.